This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A majority of the U.S. Senate approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine Thursday. It next heads to the desk of U.S. President Joe Biden. In remarks, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he's troubled that so many GOP lawmakers, Republican lawmakers that is, are against approving aid for Ukraine.
It appears more and more MAGA Republicans are on the same soft on Putin playbook that we saw used by former President Trump.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the package is expensive, but the U.S. has no choice.
It appears more and more MAGA Republicans.
We'll have that sound for you just a bit later. This happens as Russian shelling of the eastern Ukraine city of Severodonetsk left at least 12 people dead and another 40 hurt, the region's governor said Thursday, as Moscow's army continued its slow push into Donbass. Also, President Biden could sign off on $100 million of military aid to Ukraine as soon as Thursday, including additional artillery munitions and counter-artillery battery radar. It's the latest in a series of transfers to help Kyiv repel Russia's invasion, according to two sources briefed on the matter. President Biden enthusiastically on Thursday welcomed Sweden and Finland's bids to join the NATO Security Alliance. That's a move that would bring two of Europe's most modern militaries right to Russia's northwest border. Speaking from the White House, flanked by Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson of Sweden and President Sauli Niinisto of Finland, Biden said he would send their membership applications to Congress. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The white man accused of shooting and killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket appeared briefly in court this morning. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
This time he's held over for further action of the grand jury. He's remanded.
18-year-old Peyton Gendron was wearing orange clothing and a mask, but said nothing at the court proceeding. The assistant district attorney said that a grand jury had indicted Gendron on a charge of first-degree murder. As he was led out of the courtroom to return to jail, somebody yelled at him.
Peyton, you're a coward,
the person said, in case you couldn't hear that. Authorities are continuing to investigate the possibility of hate crime and terrorism charges. WKBW-TV in Buffalo provided the sound from the courtroom. I'm Rita Foley.
The Somali government has released $9.6 million it seized from a United Arab Emirates plane in Mogadishu 4 years ago. It's a step aimed at mending relations that have been stuck at a low point ever since. Government sources said Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble, leading a delegation, flew to Dubai Wednesday to deliver the money in person. The money was returned 3 days after Somali lawmakers elected a new president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, replacing Roble's political foe, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed. The new president has been sworn in but has not yet taken control of the government. It appears Roble acted independently. Rwanda expects the first group of 50 asylum seekers to be transferred from Britain by the end of May. This is according to a government spokesperson on Thursday. In April, the British government announced plans to send people seeking asylum to the East African country. Earlier this month, however, it said it expected lawyers to lodge claims to prevent their removal. The British government has started to notify those who are likely to be relocated, with the first flights expected to take place in the coming months. This according to Britain's Home Office in a statement. A 21-year-old gunman opened fire at a secondary school in northern Germany on Thursday, badly injuring a female member of staff before being arrested, according to police. Teachers and pupils followed protocol by barricading themselves into their classrooms while waiting for police to search the premises, according to reports. School shootings are relatively rare in Germany. It's a country with some of the strictest gun laws in Europe. And recapping our top story this hour, a majority of the U.S. Senate approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine on Thursday. The measure next heads to President Biden's desk. This happens as Russian shelling of the eastern Ukraine city of Severodonetsk left at least 12 people dead and another 40 hurt. Marissa Melton, VOA News.